he brought his girlfriend in, who was a writer, a comedy writer, and she had one of the worst sinus infections I'd ever seen. He brought her in maybe a month or two later, and her eyes were black. It looked like he had beat her up. In fact, I even asked her if he had. Her eyes were jet black. And what she told me was basically that she got this horrible sinus infection, and it caused complete blockage of her breathing through her nose.
Wow.
She took all kinds of drugs that didn't go away. She went to doctors that didn't. Finally, she went to a doctor, and he took hypodermic needles of cortisone, stuck them up through her nose, and injected them directly into her sinus. Now, this sounds to me like some kind of James Bond shit.
Yeah.
I would tell any answer I knew to any question, whether it was national security or not, if someone did that to me. But anyway, then that broke her blood vessels. Her eyes went black. She hadn't been able to sleep in 2 days, go to work in a week, and her business was crumbling. And she was sitting crying on my table, and I said, lie down. She lied down on my table. I put a hot washcloth over her sinuses. Then I got her up and took her out in the kitchen and gave her a big white onion. I said, chop this for me, because we're having lunch. She chopped it all up. It was tearing and crying.
Mm-hmm.
Gave her a little piece of the white onion to chew on. She chewed on it, went back into the room. I laid her down, put a washcloth on, now hot with a little eucalyptus oil and my air therapy, pressed on her sinuses a little bit, did some thumb massage over her sinuses, then sat her up, and I said, breathe, and there was a little, like, a little noise. So then I took some of my herbal snuff, which I can tell everybody to make at the end of this, and I blew it up her nose as she breathed in. Then I took her back in the kitchen. I said, now grate me some horseradish. And she grated me some horseradish. And I even put a little horseradish in the juicer and had her breathe through the champion hole. Now, any of you that try that at home, you'll see white spots and pass out onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But for her, it worked. And then I had her chop more onions, eat them, go back in, pressed on her sinuses, more hot washcloths, more essential oils and air therapy. I could hear now, blew more snuff up her nose, and did that routine about 15 minutes, and her sinuses were clear. I left the room to go talk with her husband, who was in the waiting room, and I heard a huge smash and a scream, and she had picked up one of the books off my desk and threw a glass pane of my bookshelf, and there was glass everywhere, and she was screaming, and she was really pissed off at the doctors and me. And her husband said, why? She goes, I can't believe that I've missed a week of work, lost thousands of dollars, haven't been able to sleep for a week, whatever, had doctors put needles up my nose, and this guy healed my sinuses with lunch. But that's what natural healing is, common sense, simple answers. Onions and garlic, not only, onions for instance, onions not only drain the sinuses, but just the odor of onions and garlic are antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Just the odor will destroy this bacteria. So the person needs to chop a lot of white onions, horseradish, activate that sinus area. The person needs to use copious amounts of my super tonic, garlic, onions, horseradish, cayenne, and ginger. Circulate the circulation, destroy lung and sinus bacteria. It'll be perfect for him. He needs to do the hot stuff. He's already doing the hydrotherapy, but do some cold there. Do hot and cold. Hot and cold moves fluids in your body. Blood, sinus, everything. Hot and cold, right on the sinuses. But then he needs to make up my herbal snuff, which is 50% golden seal root powder, 50% bayberry with a Y, B-A-Y, bayberry powder, bayberry root powder, and a pinch of cayenne powder and a pinch of garlic powder. The pinch is up to you, but you keep adding a pinch, because I don't know how much they're making. They're making some jar of 50%, and all you need to make is a handful. It'll last you a long time. It's 50% golden seal root powder and 50% bayberry root powder. Blend that up together and then add a pinch of cayenne and garlic and try it. And you want to keep adding the cayenne and garlic to when you snuff it in, you use my name in vain.
Okay.
And drop to your knees.
Jesus Christ.
It'll make your eyes water, your sinuses purge. It will kick that bacteria's or virus's ass that's in your sinus. And then if he uses the garlic, onions, and horseradish and super tonic, it'll be gone.